With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. Montana confirmed 1,015 new COVID-19 cases today, as 17 more Montanans were reported to have died from the virus. Active hospitalizations also increased 18 patients to 495 in total. As of Monday, Benefis Health System continued being Montana's only major hospital to report exceeding 90% of inpatient bed capacity. Another 5 of the state's 10 largest hospitals reported being between 70 and 90% full, an increase from the previous day. Sydney Health Center is Montana's only critical access hospital to report exceeding 90% of inpatient bed capacity. Critical access hospitals are small providers in often rural areas located at least 35 miles from another hospital. Most of the state's 49 critical access providers reported fewer than 70% of their beds to be full. Vice President Mike Pence told governors during a Monday conference call that vaccine distribution could begin by mid-December, CBS News reports. A new mental health crisis hotline is now available to Montanans struggling with the ongoing emotional impacts of the global pandemic. Edward O'Brien reports.
The Montana Crisis Recovery Hotline, funded by a $1.6 million federal grant program, is open to all Montanans, but specifically targeting Native Americans, students, healthcare workers, and residents of communities hit hardest by COVID-19.
People are social creatures, and we're all feeling very, very tired of this pandemic, and yet it goes on.
Zoe Barnard leads the State Health Department's Addictive and Mental Disorders Division. Hotline counselors are available to listen to and, if need be, help connect callers to local mental health care providers. Montanans in need of free and confidential crisis counseling can call 877-503-0833 Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
I think it's really important to normalize that the feelings that people are going through right now are to be expected during this time. It is a sign of vulnerability and strength to call the hotline. By making yourself stronger, you will also be helping to strengthen the social network that you have.
The project is paid for through the Federal Emergency Management Agency, uses no state funding, and will be available for at least the next 9 months. Again, that hotline number, 877-503-0833, and open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Native American tribes and coalitions are condemning Big Sky, a Montana-set ABC drama. They say it ignores the history of violence inflicted on Indigenous women and instead makes whites the crime victims. Today, the executive producers of the show said in a statement that they are now aware of the outsized number of Indigenous women who go missing and are murdered each year. The producers say they're working with Indigenous groups to help bring attention to the issue. Wildlife advocates have sued the federal government in a bid to force officials to do more to conserve Canada lynx, a snow-loving cat that has struggled to survive in parts of the U.S. West. Attorneys for Friends of the Wild Swan, Rocky Mountain Wild, and other groups filed the legal complaint today in U.S. District Court in Montana. The move comes almost 3 years after the Fish and Wildlife Service said it planned to strip lynx in the U.S. of their threatened species status. Some scientists and wildlife advocates have warned that climate change could reduce lynx habitat and the availability of its primary food source, snowshoe hares. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced today that it's proposing federal protections for whitebark pine trees. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports at least one environmental group argues the protections don't go far enough.
After more than a decade of analysis, the Fish and Wildlife Service says the whitebark pine tree should be listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. FWS says a threatened listing of a species means it could become at risk of extinction within the foreseeable future. Seeds from the whitebark pine are an important food source for grizzly bears and other animal species. Whitebark pine stands across the U.S. and Canada have been decimated by a non-native fungus known as white pine blister rust. In its analysis, the Fish and Wildlife Service also said mountain pine beetles and climate change are impacting the species. Wyoming Field Office Supervisor Tyler Abbott says the proposed protections will prevent the cutting or damaging of whitebark pine on federal land. But he says the proposed rule won't designate critical habitat for the species because the agency says it's not habitat that's threatened.
there's no management-oriented threats. There's no human-induced threats that are leading to the listing of the species. These are biological factors that are not related to anthropogenic causes.
But Mike Garrity with the Alliance for the Wild Rockies says designating critical habitat would bring more stringent standards for projects on federal land, such as timber sales.
With critical habitat, it's a much higher bar. They can't do anything to adversely affect white bark pine.
Garrity says the decline of suitable white bark habitat warrants the stronger protections. There's a 60-day public comment period on the proposed protections, which could be finalized in 1 year at the earliest. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.